The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
All right, Lance, before you do anything, I'll take a little pressure off of you because I've been promoting these folks for a long time. And Bethel Bakery, because of Mr. Amrine, has showed up today here. And as you notice, everybody's out in the newsroom. They're not where they need to be. But that's okay, because I'm manning the controls. But that's mighty good stuff, Bethel Bakery.
Dude, I got a call from John from Bethel Bakery this week. Helped him out with some of his questions about Medicare. And he sent Andy a goodie bag this morning. That may have been the best donut I've ever had.
They're a legendary brand.
Sugar with cream filled. It was stuffed with cream, man. It was like, and I'm laughing because I get up early and went to the gym this morning, so I'm glad I at least did that so I could eat it with a little bit of dignity.
Listen, what we should do is everybody that signs up with you next enrollment period, because this one is just about over, the 31st, we'll be here before you know it. We should just have donuts for him at the office. Bethel Bakery Donuts.
There you go. Well, if you've never been there, I give my 100% stamp of approval. Amazing donut, and appreciate the thoughtfulness, and we're glad we were able to help him with his questions this week.
All right, good stuff. Good people, Bethel Bakery. And Andy will be here coming up next hour. Right now, it's a 9 o'clock hour, so let's get into the Inside Connection. He is Lance O'Brien. It's your Pratt Pack. We got lots to get to. So without further ado, here's your host for this week's edition of The Inside Connection, MediConnect, none other than Lance O'Brien. Lance.
Yeah, so it's March 29th. We got today, tomorrow, and Monday left of the open enrollment period, so it's still not too late if you're not 100% sure on your plan for the rest of the year. You can give our agents, our live advisors, a call. They're standing by today, 888-818-6334. But we're going to dig into some delays that are happening with Medicare sign-up right now. I do want to also touch on some initial enrollment period implications. That's when somebody, Rob, is first eligible for Medicare. We're going to talk special enrollment periods, Medigap, some things that we're seeing there. I had a very interesting story that was told to me this week by one of our executives about someone who had switched to a plan and then had to switch to another plan, and something big that was missed by someone else in the process. So a little cliffhanger there, but it's amazing to me. Man, I got to be good this morning. Rob, there's some people doing this job that shouldn't be doing this job. Can I say that?
You can say that.
Okay. Yeah. Be careful who you're getting your advice from and who you're letting walk you through the process, because there's a lady that could have been saving thousands of dollars on her medications, but the individual she worked with didn't do their job right.
Well, and everybody thinks this is one of those, you know, fly-by-night courses you can take and learn everything about Medicare within like a week or two. But these are professionals who are learning every day, continuing education, have the best relationships with some of the biggest brands in the healthcare industry right here in our area, because they trust them and they understand that they will represent them well. So there's a reason why this is what you do year-round.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we do. It's funny because I got the question this week, things are slowing down for you. And I was like, no, not really. They never really slow down because, you know, yes, we're busy in the annual enrollment, the open enrollment, but we help so many people that are aging into Medicare, or maybe they work past the age of 65 and then they're getting ready to retire. I mean, we're literally talking about thousands a year, Rob, you know, not hundreds, not 500, literally thousands of people every year in the Pittsburgh region that we're assisting in walking through this process. So like, the important thing is to make sure that you're making the right decisions out of the gate, you know, because if you don't make the right decisions out of the gate, that's when things can really go south. So excited. Love it. We're going to jump into some really interesting stuff today. I'd love to take questions. If anybody's out there and they're like, hey, this is happening with my situation, you know, I'm happy to answer questions today. But before we get into that, let's have some fun with some This Day in History. What do you think?
That sounds good to me.
All righty.
Not as good as Bethel Bakery, but it sounds pretty good.
Dude, I'm going to be straight up honest. I was going to take one bite of it because I'm on a diet.
That
I'm really
happening.
Trying to. Dude, right. I ended up eating the whole donut in about a minute. So it was good. Anyway, on this date in 1795, so going back a couple hundred years, Ludwig van Beethoven, at the age of 24, made his debut performance as pianist at the Burgtheater in Vienna, Austria.
If that was happening today, he'd have Bethel Bakery product backstage.
You're going to need stock in them today by the
Listen,
end of the day.
I just love them. They've been such a part of our family here with Andy and everyone, and what you did for them, that's why I really love promoting you guys, because you do this. You did it with Andy's workers. You've helped me. You help people, man, every
well,
day.
Well, what was great is, I mean, it was a 30-minute phone call, and we provided him all the clarity that he was looking for where he didn't know where to find it. And that's the thing people don't realize.
But you don't have to be the owner of Bethel Bakery. It would be nice, but if you can just pick up the phone right now and call that 888-818-6334 and set up a appointment, and there's never a charge for their services. They do that for, I've seen it. I mean, they do it for everyone.
Yeah, and I think if people have been longtime listeners, it's all about education first. If they're new, I mean, education is where we begin and we end, right? Our goal is always, let's understand what's going on with your situation. Let's give you the Medicare information so you can make a great decision. And then many times after people experience the process, they end up being lifelong customers or clients of ours that we just support as their health changes and Medicare changes.
Well, but this is what amazes me. I've been around a lot of successful people in my life, very successful, Fortune 500. But you guys are just real. You know, you're just real people, down to earth. You live within your means. You're middle class, hardworking people, from Brian Breisinger to you and Sean and Lauren and Mark and everyone that's ever represented this brand. And I've been to the office many times. You're just people like us, the people next door who just want to help people and help their neighbors when they need help. I mean, it's a business, but you truly want to help people.
It's a great point. And obviously, this ain't in any script. We didn't say we were going to talk about any of this. But like, one of the key things that we look for when we're hiring new people into the organization is one of the main things they want to do, help people. Because that's really what this is about. Yes, we are running a business. Yes, we make money. But if you don't have as one of your core qualities of life about really wanting to listen and help people, you're not going to be successful, at least with us.
Absolutely. And if you sign up today, you get a bonus of a dozen Bethel Bacon. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. I don't know if I have that much pull.
No, bro, you'd be having to get a lot of donuts. All right, let's just kind of do a couple of day in histories and then the trivia, and we'll come back and pick up with some other great facts that you need to know. And a lot of it, we like to just kind of ease in and have a little bit of fun on a Saturday.
Absolutely. So in 1806, construction is authorized for the Great National Pike, better known as the Cumberland Road, becoming the first United States highway.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I did a little bit more digging on that. You know, the road began in Cumberland, Maryland. So if you've ever taken the ride down to Deep Creek, right, you've probably come into that area. So very interesting. And all the way out to Vandalia, Illinois, traversing the Allegheny Mountains.
That's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. On this date in 1848, Niagara Falls stops flowing for 30 hours due to an ice jam in a river upstream, the only ever natural stoppage known.
Must have been a cold day.
It had to be really cold when you think about that. So I thought that was interesting. Now, they can control the water flow, and sometimes they shut it down. They did shut it down in 1969. I don't know if you knew that for a period of time because they were doing some geologist studies of rock formations and everything with the falls.
That's where my parents celebrated their honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you went.
Bat in the Poconos, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what made Niagara Falls so famous? Marilyn Monroe made a movie, and she was at Niagara Falls. It was set, and that's how the whole phenomenon kind of started.
Well, it's funny that you mention her.
Why?
In 1959... Some Like It Hot, American comedy directed by Billy Wilder, starring Marilyn Monroe.
You know,
this day in history.
She haunts me. I think about her all the time. I've loved her since I was a kid, and I think about her all the time. I absolutely think what could have been.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad.
It is.
When that happens, for sure. 1867, U.S. Congress first approves the building of the Lincoln Memorial. I thought this one was interesting. 1929, U.S. President Herbert Hoover has the first telephone installed on the desk of the Oval Office in the White House.
That's because he was checking on the Hoover Dam.
There you go.
All right. Then the 1959, Some Like It Hot, that movie, American comedy film directed by Billy Wilder, Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon, premiered at Lowe's Capitol Theater in New York, New York.
And then last but not least, 1976, 48th Academy Awards, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Been that long.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
All right. All right. So what's the trivia question?
So the trivia question is based off of the this day in history related to Niagara Falls. What is the height of Niagara Falls? What is the height of the falls at Niagara Falls?
Wow. All right. If you think you know it, you'll get that Get-Go gas card, $15, and that will come in handy. All you need to do is give us the correct answer, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. But now look, this open enrollment ends March 31st, but there's all these questions, especially the Inflation Reduction Act and, yes, the Bethel Park donut hole. you know how I was going with that.
There was no donut hole in my donut.
No. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to give you a chance to phone in and get all your questions answered with Lance. And by the way, we're on the Metropolitan Window video screen right now. If you'd like to see this show and all of our weekend lineup stream live, go to KDKRadio.com and click on KDK Watch. Lance O'Brien and your Pratt Pack back to take your calls. And who's going to win that trivia question next on KDKA? All right, back with Lance O'Brien. If you think you know that trivia question answer, 412-922-1020, what is the height of Niagara Falls? Also, if you have any question concerning Medicare, your health care coverage, call us at 866-391-1020. Do you ever think, instead of two enrollment periods within months of each other, that sometimes this may just be a year-round event?
No. Okay. No. And that's actually, Rob, that's a great question, really, because it feeds into a little bit of what I wanted to talk about. So today, which again, you had no clue.
No.
So
most of my life I've had no clue.
I doubt that. So one of the big changes they've made this year is people that have Medicare and Medicaid, they have had the ability a few years ago where they could change their plan every month. Well, just think about the chaos that that would create.
Now I get what you're saying. Everybody would want to dip back in.
It would be, honestly, Rob, it would be a marketing nightmare, right? Like if people feel like they're getting bombarded on this stuff now as it is, it would have been an absolute nightmare when it comes to that. But then the inconsistency, if somebody's literally changing their plan every 2 or 3 months to really coordinate care and everything. So no, I don't believe.
All right, so John is the winner from Pittsburgh, and here is the winning answer to the trivia question.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, the answer to this, when I looked it up, shocked me.
I thought it was higher than that.
I thought it was higher, too. It's 167 feet is the actual height of the falls.
But to think of those early days, Evel Knievel type would actually get in a barrel.
And, oh, yeah.
I mean, to me, there's no price tag that I would do something like that.
No, I mean, basically you're putting one bullet in the chamber is what you're doing, and you might be putting three, because if you study the history of it, it's about a 50-50 prop.
See, they say that's so breathtaking to see, though.
Yeah,
it would be kind of neat to see it. All right, so where are we going?
Yeah, let's get the seminars out there, because I think that's important. Again, if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, whether you're getting ready to turn 65 or if you've worked past 65 and now you're getting ready to retire, April 2nd, we're going to be at the Moon Township Public Library on Beaver Grade Road. We've been there a bunch of times. April 8th, Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville, and all these times are at 6 o'clock. On the 22nd, we're going to be at Baird's Cranberry Offices, Suite 320 in Cranberry Township. April 29th at 6 p.m., Aspenwall Borough Building in Aspenwall. And then on May 6th, the day after my birthday, actually, we'll be at the Hampton Inn in Butler on Benevin Square in Butler. And then do want to let you know, if you can't make any of those times, there are additional days on the website that they can go and look at. But you can also join the weekly webinar. Rob, this past week, we had over 200 people on our webinar.
Really?
Really. The webinar has really taken off for us. And,
wow. You
know, now we're doing it across 10 states, right? So we're getting people from all over the East Coast at this point in time. But yeah, it's the education process that we're providing is just, you know, really resonating with people.
But this is why you need to be a part of MediConnect, because these people that, you know, are trying to tell you that they know the facts, they're not giving you a webinar like that. They're not giving you these in-person seminars. They're not giving you this toll-free number, this show. We actually have advisors standing by right now up until noon every week. So big picture, it's the reason why you are who you are.
Yeah, so one of the things I really wanted to make sure I touched on today was, as everybody knows, there's a lot of stuff out there about federal employees right now and reduction of workers. And, you know, that has impacted Social Security. Again, most people don't realize that you sign up for Medicare through Social Security, right? So there was the mandate, or there was the decision that they needed to pare down the Social Security office from 57,000 down to about 50,000 workers. That went out in February, and we're definitely seeing the impact of that in the length of time that it's taking people to sign up for Medicare. So what we really are wanting to encourage people to do, it's why we talk about these seminars 12 months in advance, is because we want to help people build a timeline of exactly what to expect, you know, and really answer this question: do I need to do this? Right? Because that is a legitimate question. When you turned 65, Rob, you had a question, right? And what was it?
Let's get going.
Do I need to do this? Right? You know, I don't know for sure, because what they're hearing is, if I don't sign up for Medicare at age 65, I'm going to get a penalty. That is not always true. As long as you're working and have employer coverage, you can defer your Medicare. Right? So the first question we're helping people answer is, do I really need to do this? Now, again, someone might hear me say that, hey, as long as you're going to work and have coverage, then you don't have to get Medicare. But that's not necessarily the right decision either, right? We run across people all the time, Rob, after we do an apples to apples comparison for them, it is actually better for them to go to Medicare, right? And that's one of the things that I think is a real misnomer, is I'll hear people say sometimes, well, I hear Medicare coverage isn't very good. Actually, Medicare coverage is really, really good.
Yeah, really good.
I would take Medicare today if I could, right? You know, because when you look at the group space where a lot of people have their insurance these days, or some people have it through the Affordable Care Act, Rob, they're paying, you know, higher premiums, right? Even if their employer is paying part of it. We run across people all the time that are going to keep working, but they're paying $400, $500, $800 a month for their group coverage, right? In that scenario, it's very unlikely that they're going to want to stay on their group coverage comparative to Medicare. Medicare is going to be a much better. So what you pay monthly for your group coverage really does matter in this decision. But it's not the only thing, the monthly premium. What about deductibles? Somebody might be listening there and they're thinking, well, I don't pay near that much. I only pay $50 a month or $100 a month. Well, most likely, Rob, they have a health savings account through their employer. And one of the reasons why employers are providing health savings accounts is because more of the onus is on the employee and not the employer. They can offer coverage for a very affordable price because every health savings account has to be a high deductible plan, meaning it carries a larger out-of-pocket risk to the individual employee.
All right, so let me ask you. So we did see some difference during the annual enrollment period, that people, that Inflation Reduction Act, they're actually seeing that sticker shock when it comes to their prescription drugs. So if somebody like me, who is now 68 and still being employed and grateful for it, having good benefits and paying a really nice premium, but should I be thinking about, you know, because Medicare maybe might be going up a little bit annually, should I get going now before it maybe goes up even more?
Well, what we generally tell people is, like, we did an initial review with you, right? And we found that based on what you were paying, you know, because it's not just what you're paying too. There's other things that come into it. Like if somebody has an Irma where they might have to pay more for their Part B than the standard premium, that can come into to play, right? But this is what I remember telling you is, listen, we've done the initial look at it. Unless you have a major increase in what you're paying for your coverage or the quality of the cover changes, you're probably okay until you're ready to retire. But sometimes, as the HR departments are looking at other health plans and they're trying to save money for the owner of the company.
Makes sense.
They could make a big change, which then could impact you. So it really should be something every year when your benefits renew, you should be probably reviewing again.
All right, so let's get a break in here. We'll come back. We got much more to get to. But again, if you have any questions like I do, like we all do, call us right now. You get those questions answered in real time from a real professional at what he does. Lance O'Brien. So call us, 866-391-1020. If you'd like to set up an appointment, great time of year, always a great time of year to set it up with the folks at MediConnect. It is a free, that's right, you never pay anything out of pocket for any get-together or meeting and an opportunity to talk to the folks at MediConnect. And how do you set that up? You can call right now, 888-818-6334. And for the seminars and everything that you need to know, MediConnectInsurance.com. We'll come back. Lance O'Brien and more on KDK in just a couple of moments.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
All right, we have a lot to get to with Lance. And if you want to jump in here and get a question answered about Medicare, health care coverage, call us, 866-391-1020. We're going to run the seminars right now. And again, to secure your spot, these are free seminars, but you have to reserve your space, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Lance.
Yeah, so all these seminars for over the next 5 weeks, they're at 6 o'clock, April 2nd. We're going to be at the Moon Township Public Library on Beaver Gray Road in Coriopolis. On the 8th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express, Pittsburgh in Bridgeville, Washington Pike. Stop and grab some Chipotle before the seminar if you want. We ate somewhere over there the other day, Firebirds. Oh, it was good.
Excellent.
It's all wood-fired.
Ooh.
I had a wood-fired steak, man.
Good.
Thumbs up for them. I feel like I'm a sponsor this morning. But
No, that's okay. Hey, we just like to spread the love. We're all in it to take care of people.
There you go. April 22nd at 6 o'clock, we're going to be at the Baird Cranberry offices on DeTille Road in Cranberry. On the 29th, we're going to be at the Aspinwall Borough Building on 217 Commercial Ave. And then on May 6th, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn and Butler, Benevin Square. And then also webinar, you can go right to the website, sign up for the next webinar, which is going to be next Wednesday. There's two time slots at 11 and 6. Again, our goal with those seminars and webinars, Rob, is to give everybody the foundation that they need. So what does that mean? If they're new to Medicare, we're going to talk about Part A and B. What do those cost and what do they cover? And we're going to give them a really good, simple explanation. Again, I'll go back to what I've always believed. If you really are an expert in something, you don't speak intelligently about it. If you really are an expert in something, you put it in the simplest terms so everybody can understand it. And that's really our goal of the seminars, is to demystify Part A and B, what they cost and cover. Then we jump into private insurance. What is a Medigap? What is a Medicare Advantage plan? What are these costs? What do they cover? What do people like and don't like? We'll dig into Part B or Part D, prescription drugs. We're going to really walk them through enrollment periods, everything they need to know to get ready to make that initial decision for Medicare.
And when you're at the Baird office, tell those folks I said hi. Some really good people, longtime friends of your Pratt Pack. I have a lot of respect for them.
Yeah, one of the great relationships that Sean's been working on building in his role as Community Connect director for us. And, we're really networking with a lot of great people and helping each other.
Well, I woke up this morning at 2 o'clock, and the very first thing I saw when I scrolled on social media was Timmy Seckler.
Yep.
And I just thought, boy, what a class act that young man is. And I thought of you guys right away.
Yeah. No, he's great. We love our partnership with him up on the northern side. Then we've got Julian Gray down on the lower side, and just some great partnerships. And we appreciate the ability to work with all of them.
And Blueberry Pharmacy growing as we speak.
Yes, and they're great. Again, if you have a prescription that you're like, this, man, is there a way that I can save money? And it kind of, that's a good segue into my next story. But they do a great job of filling prescriptions that you may pay more for through your insurance company, which, again, if you're listening, sometimes you can purchase your prescriptions outside your insurance policy. Some people don't think they can.
Because they don't, because they've never had to really look. And now when you're in that situation in your life, every penny counts.
Yeah.
you find these things out, and how it's happening is because of this show and the partnerships you've formed.
Yeah, and I've sent so many people there to Kyle and his team, and they've been very, very grateful for the experience and the money saved. So great people there. But I do want to share a story. One of our people this week met with a lady who, I'm not going to name the carrier, but she used to have a carrier, and then she met with somebody during the annual enrollment period, and they moved her to another carrier and said, well, that you're going to pay a lot for your drugs regardless, right? So they looked at everything, and the drug costs were going to be about the same for her on the plan she used to be on to the one that they put her on. There was some benefits on the next plan that they liked a little bit better, saved her some money. But here's what really fries me, Rob, is this woman was eligible for the state assistance program of PACE. So for the last year or two, she's literally been reaching. She went through the donut hole. This year, she was going to pay the $2,000 max. And if the person that she met with, right, had, because she never worked with us before, right? She came to us and she said, you know, I thought I was going to like this new plan of donuts. Is there anything you can do for us? We did our normal thing where we looked at all the aspects of it. And within 10 minutes, I was like, not me, the agent was like, do you have PACE? And she was like, no, I don't even know what it is.
Oh.
Right. So got on the phone. They got her signed up for PACE. She's going to go from paying over, well, $2,000 this year. She paid about $3,000 last year. She's going to pay about $600 this year.
Oh, jeez.
And that could have been her situation last year.
Saved her that $3,000.
They could have saved her about $2,500. Yeah. She still had to pay, you know, her $15 copay or her $8 copay. But, you know, to me, it's just mind-boggling that there's people out there that are not taking, not looking at every aspect of somebody's situation. Because, again, it's not just about the prescriptions.
Then why wouldn't this person have known about PACE if that's what they do for a living? I mean, come on.
I mean, again, I hate to say it, but I think some people are just they're trying to make a quick buck.
Okay, so there you go.
They're trying to make a quick sale, a quick buck. They're not really diving into what is best for this individual. And I think that's why all the Google reviews, and I don't talk about them very much, I think that's why they matter, because people are saying, this is not the experience I had working with Medicare.
Now, you realize by saying this, you know, you tell one, tells two, tells three. There's probably 10 people listening right now in that similar situation, and at least five of them are saying, I got to make the call.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, you might have the right plan for you, comparatively speaking, to everything else that's out there, but that doesn't mean you still can't save money by assistance or other options out there that are able to assist you. Again, I still remember the guy. I met him 5 or 6 years ago. He was on a plan at the time with Aetna, and he loved it, right? You know, and... But the person who met with him, Rob, and again, it wasn't us, didn't look at, and this might seem so small and insignificant, but they didn't tell him what the preferred pharmacy was to get his prescriptions at. He was taking 7 prescriptions. I remember it as clear as day, because I walked into his house and it was raining really heavy, right? And I had to get through there, sat down with him. He's like, I really like this plan, but I can't afford my medications anymore. So we go through looking at everything, and I'm looking at his medications and I'm like,
why are you going?
That's a generic. That's a generic. That's a generic. How much did you say you're paying for your prescriptions? He said, I'm paying $105.
Oh.
I'm paying $15 a month for these. And then it clicked on me, because I knew the plan and the pharmacy for that plan. If you're not at a preferred pharmacy, it's $15 for each one. For a preferred pharmacy, it's zero.
Oh.
So he was going to one pharmacy if he switched to another one. So we didn't change his plan, because he was on the right plan for him.
Not like the pharmacy's going to tell you.
No. So he was on the right plan, so we didn't change his plan, but we made sure we got him aligned in his plan. And I think it just goes back to, like, it's the small details when you're doing this that can really make a big difference for an individual. And our commitment is to making sure we're digging into all those details.
Real quick, just bring up PACE again and what it is. Because I'm telling you, somebody's hearing this right now saying, I didn't even know the PACE or what PACE exists. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's two ways to get financial assistance with your prescriptions, Rob. One is through Extra Help. It also goes by the same name, LIS, which is low income subsidy. Your income has to be, you know, pretty low for that, but it's not so much the income has to be low. They also take into account your assets. So say there's somebody that went on Social Security and they did a halfway decent job of saving, and maybe they got $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000. They're not going to qualify for low-income subsidy because that type of assistance doesn't just look at your monthly income or your yearly income. It looks at your assets. But PACE is not a federal program. It's a state program. It's the state pharmaceutical program for the state of Pennsylvania. And it only looks at your income. So if you saved $500,000 in your lifetime, right, because you were really studious, but your income in retirement, say you're a single individual and your income is under $33,000, you can qualify for PACE because they're not looking at the assets, right? And then if you're a married couple, it's $41,500. So if your income is below these levels, you can qualify for assistance with your prescriptions, which will cap a lot of the brand names at $15 and the generics at $8. Now, if your plan covers it for less, you can still get it for less on your plan, but it caps you paying so much more out of your own pocket. So, and again, it takes about 10 minutes for us to assist somebody in signing up for it. And they call back in 3 days, they give them their ID number right over the phone, and they can start using it in 3 days.
All right. So everybody make the call if you need to, because you're having questions about PACE, maybe hearing about it for the first time, wondering if you qualify. You can call now. Set up an appointment. There is not a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. About a minute before the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say time is of the essence, right? You know, because if you have a Medicare Advantage plan right now, the only opportunity you have to change without a special enrollment period is through Monday, right? Once we get to the end of Monday, then you have to have a special enrollment period. And here's the big challenge, Rob, is in the last 2 or 3 years, we've had a fair amount of special enrollment periods. We've had a bunch of five-star plans, right, that have been available, things of that nature. There's very few five-star opportunities left anymore. So a lot of people are going to be quote unquote stuck in the plan that they're in, which again, if they're happy, that's okay, right? But if they're not, I mean, we can still look and see if they're eligible for a special enrollment period if they call us, but the ability to move is not going to be as free as it was the last 2 or 3 years.
So if I call today?
If you call today, you're going to be able to talk to somebody over the phone. If there's something that needs to be done, they will be able to get it done in time.
All right, so that's why you need to call now. Call for action. The number is 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Lance O'Brien, your Pratt Pack, back for one more segment. Next hour, it is the guys from True Value. That's all still to come today on KDKA. We're going to run these seminars one more time and then let Lance wrap up the hour. It's MediConnect, the inside connection.
Yeah, so April 2nd, Moon Township Public Library on Beaver Grade Road. April 8th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express, Pittsburgh. That's in Bridgeville on Washington Pike. On the 22nd, we're going to be at Baird Cranberry Offices. I think it's Detil Road. That's an interesting spelling. I was wondering if it was a typo, and I looked it up, and I was like, no, it's not a typo in Cranberry. April 29th, we're going to be in Aspenwall Borough Building, and then the 6th, Hampton Inn, Butler, Benevin Square. They can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click the seminars tab. There's actually the seminars for the next 3 months or so are already on there, so they could register for any of those. They can also register for the next webinar if they want to get the same information from the comfort of their own home. They'll still have access to the appointments, all the contacts, the assistance with enrollment. Everything is the same, and again, never a cost.
That's the way to go, that webinar, though.
The webinar has been blowing up for us, for sure.
That's good. All right, what else?
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about enrollment periods and how we're getting to the end. I do want to just address those people that are out there this morning that have Medicare supplement plans, or maybe they are more familiar with the term Medigap, but maybe you're listening this morning and you have a plan F or a plan C or a plan J or a plan G or a plan N, and the one thing I really want to get, because we've been seeing a lot of this, Rob, we've been seeing more and more people reaching out to us, because here's the, one of the big differences that we don't talk about a lot when it comes to Medicare Advantage and MedSups. If you go with a Medicare Advantage plan, if the premium of that plan is $12, whether you're 65 or 90, you pay $12. Or if it's $20, you pay $20. There's no matter what your age is, if you go with an Advantage plan, you pay the same premium as everybody else. But if you go with a supplemental plan, Rob, that premium is different based on your zip code, your age, and your gender. So those three things determine the price of what you pay for your supplement. And that price goes up every single year. Right. So on the anniversary. So the one thing I want to mention to people, and because people don't realize it, is there is no enrollment period for reviewing your supplement. So where Advantage plans, you can only change your plans during certain times of the year. The supplement can be reviewed at any time and you're able to make that change. And the reason I want to bring this up is if you're listening today and you have a plan F or a plan J or a plan C, and you're still relatively healthy, there's a very good chance that you're paying way more than you need to on a monthly basis for your supplement. If you're able to pass underwriting and can get into a plan G or a plan N, which are very similar to the other three plans I just mentioned, you could save yourself $100, sometimes $200 a month. The other thing I'll say is if you're listening this morning and you have a plan G or an N and you've been on those a while and maybe your plan G is now $200, $250 and you're able to pass underwriting, Rob, a lot of the times if you've been on the plan for anywhere from 3 to 7 years, as that price goes up, there's other companies out there that are offering the exact same coverage. Because again, a plan G is a plan G is a plan G. It doesn't matter the company that offers it. They could go from a plan G that they're paying $250 for to a plan G that they're paying $180 for. It's the same plan, just a different company. And there's no enrollment time frame for that. So again, if you're listening today, you have a plan F, a plan J, a plan C, and you want to look at it because those plans are discontinued, right? Plan F is discontinued, can't get it anymore. So again, just trying to, if you love the system, if you love the Medigap, we want you to have the Medigap. We just want you to have it for the most cost-effective price.
Again, remember, March 31st, just around the bend, you just could be pleasantly surprised. So if you're sitting there today, the wheels are spinning, just call them, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Now, don't forget those seminars. Got to remind you again, they're free, but you have to register. You can do so by calling that toll-free number. Representatives until noon today, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab.
Yeah, so what do you think is going to happen under center this year for the Steelers?
Adam Frazier. Yeah. Kid out of West Virginia?
Well, I mean...
Oh, you mean quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh,
the guy standing behind him.
Duh. I'm a little slow on the draw there.
Well, I switched subjects on you really quickly.
No. Under center. That was one of those just caught me off guard. No, I honestly... And this is what's kind of interesting, and I think they're saving it for the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show. They're saying that if Aaron Rodgers is going to be with the Steelers, the decision should be made by Monday morning.
Okay.
So it could happen anytime. I would like to see it. I'd like to see Jalen Milroe out of Alabama, but I don't think that he's going to be around. I don't want Jackson Dart. I was actually looking at him throwing the football today. His hands are way too small.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it stood out.
We've had a small-handed quarterback before, right?
Doesn't work. I like Will Howard maybe, but you know who my sleeper is, pick? And if this could happen, and if it does happen, even in the third round, because the Steelers don't have anything in the second, right, as of now, I want Riley Leonard out of Notre Dame.
Interesting.
Bruising, big time, like a Big Ben type of quarterback. And I don't like making comparisons, but he can take a licking and keep on ticking, very physical. And he's got a really strong arm, and he can run with the football, and he's not afraid of putting his head down. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think at this point in time, if they can make the contract work, it's probably going to be Rodgers for a year or maybe two, draft somebody, and then you're going to have Rudolph as the backup, you know.
And even if they run with him and they end up having a so-so year, You got that Arch Manning kid coming in next year. I mean, maybe they might have to have a bad year. But let me throw this other scenario. If you look at, and I heard a lot of people talking about this, and it's true, that if you have a good defense, it can overcome a lot, even a not-so-good quarterback, say a mediocre quarterback. I mean, because it's been proven. They've won Super Bowls with mediocre quarterbacks, right? Hasselbeck, of course, names that we know and remember. And
Joe Flacco
back then. Yeah, all these different names. So what I'm saying to you, if Abdul Carter somehow was floating around at 5-6, would you be willing to trade up to get him and imagine him and TJ for the next 3 or 4 years? And that could actually compensate for not having a good quarterback.
And that's the thing. The defense is good, but it's getting older, right? And the window's closing a little bit there.
And there's a lot of big-time defensive tackles out there and defensive linemen. And you got to be thinking about Cam. He's great.
Yep.
But he's over 35 now.
Yeah. Yeah, he really had a great year.
I want Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. A lot of people don't want the drama, but that's what I like about him.
Yeah.
And I still think he can throw the football. And everybody's talking about he's probably maybe even going to retire. No, I honestly, he's just Aaron Rodgers, and he basically walks to the beat of his own neighborhood. But can imagine the signage. You know where I'm going with this. Welcome to Mr. Rodgers' neighborhood. That would be absolutely awesome. And I think here's the other thing. He gets rid of the football within a matter of seconds. Not like an hourglass, okay? Doesn't scramble a lot. That's going to make your offensive line a whole lot better. And Frazier's going into his second year. You got Broderick Jones. I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers would be a nice bridge for the next 2 years.
What is interesting is if you look at his stat breakdown last year, his stats over the second half of the season were markedly different and better than they were the first half of the season. And I just think some reality of it is when you have somebody who's over 40 and they have an injury, they're not going to bounce back maybe in 10 months or a year. I think it took them a little bit longer. You know, at this point in time, I think it's the best option. I had other thoughts of what I would have liked to have seen them do.
What would you like to see?
I actually really did want to see them ink Fields for a couple years.
Me too. In a heartbeat.
And see what was there and then maybe draft someone, you know. But I'd rather, you know, I wanted to really see what he could do. Right.
Yeah, and I don't know what went wrong there.
Yeah.
Something went wrong because he's not been real pleasant talking about the Steelers with the Jets. And, you know, he's got some weapons there, but Aaron Rodgers didn't have a very good offensive line. And listen, he came back very quickly, less than a year from an Achilles, and he is over 40. So now that he's got that and he's got the offseason rest, I think we could be pleasantly surprised. And look, Aaron Rodgers may be 41, but not the type of 41 we were, you know what I'm saying? This guy's in great, believe me, he eats the right food, he has personal trainers, he knows what he's doing. So.
Well, he's got a better skill set around him this year as well.
Yeah, DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Just go deep.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. Always good talking to you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rob.
Tell you what, you never know what that man's going to bring to the table. That's why I love him, and that's why I respect the inside connection. So what you need to do is pick up the phone because March 31st, days away. So get going. If you have any questions, something swirling around your brain right now you need to know, they're there till noon. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.